You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. That's right. If you guys ever want to stop by and see our studio, let me know, man. We actually have our full studio here, and if you're watching on Facebook, you're actually seeing it. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I want to thank you all for listening, and you guys are going to get ready to learn real estate investing, stock option trading, and so many things more about money that I bet you didn't even know. And by the way, you know you can call us anytime during the show with your questions at
855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
You guys know that's Omri, the sexy voice man, woo-hoo! the immigrant who reads the phone number so well. Say it again.
855-939-1137.
That's right. We're a live program. And by the way, you can call anytime during the show and talk about anything you want. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to worry about the topic. We'll take your calls about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics. Hey, we're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And you can leave comments there as well. In fact, if you are watching, say hi so we know that you're watching and we also know that you're having a good time. By the way, at Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. That's me, Larry Steinhaus. So I'm here with Omri. Dr. Deb is off today. I wonder what she's doing. She just got off a cruise, man. Mm-hmm. She takes a whole week off and goes on a cruise, and then she won't even come into the studio and do the show with us.
She's the first person that came off a cruise, and she was more stressed than the way she went on the cruise. Honestly, I've never seen something like that. That's the worst commercial to the cruise company.
Well, she didn't have a great time on the cruise. It was funny. Some things happened that didn't have a great time, but she actually had, you know, like the cruise was good. She had a good time with her husband. That was good. It was her anniversary. They had a good time. So that's good. The only thing was the cruise wasn't great. See, Kimmy says hi. Kimmy on YouTube is watching on YouTube and she says hi. So say hello to Kimmy. She's your biggest fan, isn't she?
I love Kimmy.
I know. She's your biggest fan.
I do.
So there you go.
Hey, Kimmy.
So I got to talk. So as always, we have to make fun of Omri. So I got to tell you this story.
It was too fast. We finished with the cruise? With the bad cruise?
There's nothing much. She's not here. We'll talk about her next week. We have a new producer today. Mm-hmm. Everybody say hello to Kirk.
Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Kirk. Say hello to everybody out there. He's too nervous to say hello. He's like, I don't have to do that. I don't want to do that.
Hello. He's scared. I mean,
there you go. He said hello. I can understand that.
You scare producers for some reason.
So if you guys call, I know. Right? Let's not go there. All right. So if you guys want to call in, Kirk will take your call. 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
You know, you got to turn the bass up on your car.
855-939-1137.
And we'll have some fun today. All right, so I got to go to you. So for you guys who've been following me on Facebook and been paying attention to the show for a while, you all know that we refer to Omri as the immigrant. And we had some fun one day where I was, you know, we were going to Florida to buy a mobile home park, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. We were going to Florida to buy our mobile home park, and we got stuck on the tarmac, and I put a post on Facebook, and the Facebook was, here I am stuck on the tarmac because I didn't get first class for the first time, and I'm stuck next to the immigrant. Keep your butt cheeks on your side of the of the seat. And everybody, like, they went off on me because, you know, they go, how dare you say that about immigrants? Immigrants built this country. And it was the funniest thing. It's like, immigrant is not a bad word, guys. It's just not a bad word.
No, I'm pretty sure it mentioned on my I-94.
Yeah, right. So this just keeps going on and on and on. So now we actually make fun of it. And today I posted on Facebook that we're going to talk to the immigrant about, we're going to make fun of the immigrant about buying his Tesla. And of course, we have to do that as well. So let's talk about your Tesla for a second, because it always makes me laugh about how bad of a car this really is, and how I want to thank you so much for making me feel good about not buying the Tesla X that I was going to buy a couple of years ago.
So, have you ever dated the class queen, like the prom queen here? I think you call them. Right?
No, I never did. No.
You never did. Me too.
No. Right.
Right? But it's rewarding for a very short time.
Yes.
Because she's a queen, so she needs to be treated like a queen. And it's rewarding you for a very short period of time. Right?
Okay.
It gives you something back, but it rewards you in a very short period of time. I feel the same about Tesla right now.
Yes. Okay? I get it. I think a lot of people feel the same about Tesla.
So Tesla, my Tesla, I want to tell you, from the beginning, it's the most comfortable car I've ever had.
Okay.
It's the technology, it's the ride, it's the seat, it's many other things.
And it's quiet, right?
And it's quiet.
It doesn't have an engine.
Great. And it's fast. It's the fastest car I've ever had. And it's great. Beside that, there are so many things that are so pioneering regarding Tesla that are extremely,
yes, like,
extremely...
like you can push a button and make the seat fart.
So I'm not even worried about if my seat fart work or doesn't work.
Which is the funniest thing,
we need to explain, okay? So Elon Musk was bored when he created this thing. And of course, the real thing is that he was not too much. He was into make it an experience and not only another car or another electric car. So the car has all kind of gimmicks that make it fun.
But nothing works.
Like
heat.
So... The thing is, the funny things, the games, the seat fart, the sketch pad, the fact that the car dance, all those things work perfectly.
Right.
I think the things that don't work are the things that you ask yourself. And again, I haven't bought this car from the factory, but someone did. And someone paid for this car from the factory
$150,000. Yeah.
Every time I go to Tesla about this car, what I'm hearing is, what do you expect? It's an 8-year-old car.
Wow.
And that attitude blew my mind. Yeah. And it's more than that. It's like, yeah, we know the heater is a known fault. So if it's a known fault, why am I paying for that?
Well, even better.
Yeah,
why,
the screen
why
is a
they
known
have a fix?
Fault.
They don't have a fix for it.
Yeah, I don't know. The screen is a known fault. Okay, so why am I paying for that?
So, you know...
So there are many things that
I'm
going to
stop you. You know why I'm going to stop you?
Yeah.
Because you're getting really boring now. I'm not having any fun whining about your Tesla.
So you told me yesterday about the fuses, right? And I figure out I did all the thing I had to do for fixing my heat in the car, but I haven't checked the small fuses. I checked the big fuses, not the small fuses. So last night, I mean, my wife went to sleep very early because she didn't feel well, so there was nothing going on there. So I went into my computer and looked for the fuse schematic.
Right.
And I went under the fuses, and I saw which fuses control the high voltage that go to my heater.
Right.
And I was dancing. It was like 11:30 p.m. I was dancing in the house. I was pretty sure I'm going to change the small fuse. The relay will kick in, and everything will work. So this morning, I go down, I check the fuses, and all the fuses are okay.
Okay.
So I'm mad again.
Okay.
I don't know what to do anymore.
So this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to put the car up for sale.
Okay.
Sell it to some sucker, mm-hmm. and go buy a real car.
And then I just bought a real car, but then I need to stop in a gas stations again.
Which is, by the way, which is why Tesla stock is so far down. That's
why?
What's going on.
The gas?
Because, no, you want to know why Tesla stock is so far down?
Tell me, yes.
Because people are starting to realize how bad this car really is. I mean, the car was great. It was fun. They're supposed to make by 2035. They're supposed to make all cars electric, which is not going to happen. I mean, it's the funniest thing that I've ever heard is trying to make an electric car. They make everybody mandate electric cars. Has anybody ever been to Philly and you have to park your car on the street in Philadelphia? What do you do? Have chargers at every single street, every single parking spot?
No, it will never happen.
Of course not.
No, it will never happen.
You can't mandate electric cars. And then now you got the truth coming out about these Teslas going down. So Tesla stock is down now down to 187, right? I believe Tesla stock is actually going to drop. Yeah, I think it's actually going to drop. The highest it was 300 last year during the year, but I think it's going to drop below 100 finally. And on the other side, Meta stock. So if you guys know, we talk about the stock market a lot. Meta stock crushed it. I've never seen Meta do so well
in one day.
60.
It's crazy.
I think it was 80 up 80 points at one point yesterday, because they did, their earnings were so good. So these are some plays. You know, of course, some of the plays that I'm in are doing okay. I've been doing a lot of covered calls lately, and covered calls are a great way to make money. By the way, we got a caller. Hey, what's going on, Ed?
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Omri.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
So I know Ed, because I see his name up there. This is actually, Ed is not really a former student, but he's a student.
Okay.
He just hasn't been around in a while. And Ed, why don't you tell everybody why you haven't been around for a while?
Well, I've been diagnosed with stage 5 kidney disease last year.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Now, I go to dialysis 3 days a week, 4 hours a day, and I can't work. So I'm on SSDI, which is good for Medicare and Medicaid, but it doesn't pay you any cash. You know, it's very little, because as being self-employed, everybody wants to get their tax bill down as low as possible. So I wasn't paying in much money into Social Security. That's why I'm not getting such a great benefit. You know.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny that people do that. That's exactly right. They'll make their income as low as possible, and sure enough, you know, we do the same thing. Even if it is high number, but we do the same thing. Make their income as low as possible, and then sure enough, something happens. And if you didn't back yourself up with insurance, you have this problem with Social Security disability.
So I'm confused. Why are we paying for Medicare in our pay stub every month? It's not for this reason.
So I'm assuming that you're on Medicaid now, Ed, right?
I'm on primary is Medicare, because as soon as you go on SSDI, they automatically put you on that. And Medicaid is my backup plan, my plan B.
Okay.
So I'm covered with all my scripts and all my prescriptions and all my doctor visits and everything. I'm covered with all that.
But what you're struggling with is making a living.
Making a living, yeah. And I do have a plan. Like Dan said, I do have a plan to bring some value to some people where I can earn some extra money.
Right. So, let's go back. So, you know, I had actually found out about this about a year ago when you posted that you were looking for a kidney.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody have a spare kidney going on?
Wait, let me check my toolbox.
Yeah.
No, but real quick, so, I mean, not to make fun, but okay, to make fun, because that's who I am. But at the same time,
you have to make fun now or you cry.
Yeah,
you
know? No, that's the only way to keep our sense.
Yeah, you gotta stay positive about it, because you know.
So I actually want to know about this. You know, this could be really interesting for our listeners. So if you're listening, by the way, if you want to call in, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137 is our phone number. But Ed, I want to go back a little bit. I want to talk about this. So like the kidney situation, right? So you were diagnosed, what would you say, it was stage 5?
It started out at stage 4, and then like 2 months later, I went to stage 5, and my kidneys were already operating at 4%.
Wow. So I know very little about this. So I'm going to assume this is fatal. I mean, you will be dying soon if you don't get another kidney, correct?
You can stay on dialysis for years, but as like Social Security disability, that is the end prognosis is to die if you don't get a transplant.
Okay. I totally don't know what you mean. So now you had a job, you were working before, and now you can't work because you have to. I mean, are you hooked up to machines? Is that the situation?
Yeah, I'm hooked up to a machine 4 hours a day. that filters my blood. And, on a lot of medications and stuff, there's a lot of side effects. And also the biggest reason why I can't work is because they'll tax my Social Security disability, like 50% of it, you know. So it's like, you know, why work? You know what I mean?
There are a lot of times I hate when people say that, and I don't know the whole situation, so I got to be careful, you know, to say, hey, maybe, you know, look, if I'm going to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year, even if you're going to be working from home, maybe on the phone, I don't know, I'm not sure what your full skill set is versus, you know, getting SSDI. I'd rather make the $50,000 or $60,000. That's just me.
So would I.
And again, I don't know your situation,
I can replace the $1,200 I receive. That's not the problem. But I can't replace the Medicare and the Medicaid, you know,
All right. So a couple of things. One is, have you looked into the ACA, the Obamacare plan?
Yes. That's how this all started. I got a low-cost policy through the Obama plan because I was self-employed. So then I started going and getting blood work and stuff done, and they discovered that I had kidney failure. I didn't know it. I had no symptoms of nothing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, I'm a conservative Republican, right? I mean, Trump is my guy. Yeah. I'm wearing my Trump hat. I'm going to see him next week. But the greatest thing that's ever come out of the government in the last, I don't know, 30 years plus, was, believe it or not, the ACA, which is Obamacare, and it's funny because I'm right now half the audience just booed me. What are you talking about, Larry? You don't know what you're talking about. The reality is I really do know what I'm talking about, and most people don't know what the ACA is or what Obamacare is. That's the real problem. But here's the deal, right? So I actually think it's a great thing if you know how to use it. If you don't know how to use it, that's fine, and we'll talk about it another time. But let's talk about disability insurance right now. So if you had disability insurance, your life would be very different, right?
Yeah. When you have a long-term disability policy, it's easier to qualify than trying to get on SSDI. Now, since I had kidney disease, I automatically went on it. I didn't have to get a lawyer or fight the SSDI. They automatically gave it to me.
Right, gotcha.
You see that? I should have had a long-term disability policy to back it up. And, you know, it would have been additional. SSDI may take a little bit off it to offset what you're getting from an insurance company, but you know you can insure your full income as an insurance company. You know, SSDI is only going to give you 40% of what you know your adjusted gross income.
So I actually have, you ready for this? I actually have a disability insurance agent who's calling in right now. His name is Ron. Ron, good. Are you there? Oh, we lost him. Wait, who do we lose? Do we lose Ron or do we lose Ed?
Long-term disability is never touched on. Is he there?
Right, who do we have? Do we have Ed?
I'm here still, Larry, yeah.
Ron, are you there? Ron? Oh, no worries. Okay, no worries. Okay. All right, so Ed, we'll get him online in a minute. No worries.
Ed, I do have a question for you. How long is the line for a kidney transplant right now?
Good question.
That is a good question. If you have a live donor, it's very short. Of course, if you have someone who's, you know, from a family member or something like that. But they say the average wait to get a kidney from somebody who's deceased is between 3 and 5 years. Sometimes longer. You know?
Kirk and Glenn, we got an echo. I think you guys are. I think your mic's open. Okay, we got Ron. Ron, you there?
I'm here.
Awesome, man. Okay, so Ron, meet Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Morning.
All right, so,
good morning,
so obviously it's too late to do anything for. Hold on 1 second. Obviously, it's too late to do for anything for Ed because Ed is already in the midst of it. There's not much you can do. But Ed, you know, Ed has like reached out to me on Facebook today, and he said, "Hey, you know, we should really talk about how to get disability insurance." And I'm so glad you called in, Ron, because this is important that people should know about disability insurance. So, first of all, Ron, why don't you introduce yourself, your company, and who you are?
Hi, my name is Ron Hyman, and I'm the owner of insurance shops. We're in Northeast Philadelphia, and we do pretty much every type of insurance there is.
They're the best.
I do a lot of disability insurance for people and help them help them with that. The one thing that I started this company with was health insurance. So far to date, since the ACA started, I have helped probably over 5,000 people enroll into the Affordable Care Act and get the subsidies. So I am what they call an elite agent with that. If you call the marketplace, if you call Penny and there's any confusion, I'm one of the guys that they actually forward the call to help answer the questions. So I'm pretty credible with this.
Ron, I just want to make sure Lena still works for you, correct?
Correct, yes.
So I want to
I love Lena. She's
I actually didn't even realize she was your agent.
So I want to tell something, okay? Because this is, I think, from a first position here. I met you in the Newtown, one of the, the Newtown Welcome Day 3 years ago. You were there. And we met and we spoke and I started to speak with Lena, which was one of the most informative health insurance agent in this world. She's amazing.
Yes, she is. Now, she's amazing.
Back then I still wasn't eligible. And when I was eligible and I got my Social Security, I went to a friend and asked for a recommendation from the investor schooling. Now, this friend, unfortunately, is not with us anymore. But he recommended me on Lena. And I said, wait, I know this name. And he sent me the email. I immediately remember who she is and how great she was. And she took care of Penny for me and for all of my family in the easiest, in the most informative way. And she is just amazing.
Yeah, by the way, I forgot to say that. You know, it's now Penny. It's no longer the ACA.
Yeah, it's Penny.
Which, you know why, right? Because the Democrats ruined the ACA for everybody.
I don't know.
By going into Penny.
Every state.
Oh, stop it, Larry. That's not true.
Every state gave it its own name.
I know. All right. I love politics, but I don't want to get into it at the moment. All right. So let's talk about Ed. So Ed, going back to Ed now. Ed, you were a business. You were in business for yourself, and I forgot what your business was. What was your business before?
Oh, I was a shared ride driver.
Okay. Great. So now you're driving. You're making money, and you didn't know about, well, you did know, but you didn't want to pay for disability insurance. And obviously, everybody wishes they had insurance after they're dead, after they're disabled, or after they're unhealthy. It always works out that way.
It's always on the back of your mind that you need it, but there's always something else that comes in front of it. But
So you guys know I talk about the fact that I have a very rare genetic disorder. In fact, it costs $1 million a year to keep me alive. In treatment.
Such a waste.
Actually, it's more than $1 million now because they actually went up. It's actually $110,000 a month to keep me alive. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah, so I really like the ACA for that reason, of course. But on top of that, so because of this, I can't get life insurance, I can't get disability insurance, I can't get long-term health care insurance. And these are all insurances that I wish I could have, but I just can't get them. They're not available for me.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can do is, what I always say is, I'm buying properties, and I'm going to live off those properties for the rest of my life. I'll live off the rent of those properties for the rest of my life. My kids will take them when after my wife takes them, then my kids will take them.
It would be their problem.
And it'll be their problem, exactly. So Ron, tell me something real quick. So, like a disability insurance policy, what's the average cost for a healthy person, I don't know, 45 years old?
Oh, there's so many factors that go into the cost.
I'm sure.
Lifestyle and what you do for a living is certainly going to change, people in high-risk jobs are going to pay more than people sitting behind a desk. So that's kind of like saying, if you ask me, how much is a car?
I got you.
So you can't really answer that question without a lot of information. I have a really nice slideshow on my website that will basically go into disability. And it's very interesting because most people will insure their cars, their homes, their boats. They'll even buy life insurance to protect their families. But really, the greatest asset is their ability to earn an income.
Absolutely.
And most people will not buy disability insurance. And it's a shame because when you look at it, someone who's, let's say, 35, making $80,000 a year, their potential earnings before age 65 is almost $2.5 million.
Right.
And they, as soon as they get disabled, they lose that. And statistically, 60% of the people that have disability insurance will use it at some point.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
You're more likely, Ron, you're more likely to become disabled than to die. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Well, of course. You're 100% likely to die, just so you understand. Yeah. Everybody dies 100%. Yeah. But what you're saying is you're gonna become disabled. Most people can become disabled before they die.
I think what he's trying to say is, statistically, it's you're 4% times more likely to be disabled and need disability coverage than you are to die and need life insurance.
Right, now I got it. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, I get that. That makes more sense.
I didn't understand those percentages so
high. I have a really interesting. I have a really interesting proposal for both Ron and Ed. It sounds like Ed would be an awesome disability insurance salesperson. Can he do that from home, Ron?
He absolutely could.
So wouldn't he be a great employee for you?
Well, he would have to get licensed. So
there you go. Look at that. Look at that, Ed. I solve problems.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I had insurance, my insurance license, and my health insurance with me. But it was with that Prime America, where they want you to do is recruit people.
No, but that's okay. Don't worry about that.
But you can take
that license.
Well, I'm not
going to
talk about other businesses.
Yeah, okay.
I know, but that's not something I wanted to do. Was to be recruiting other people. I wanted to actually sell insurance. You know,
it's right.
Well, you unfortunately hooked up with the wrong company to be able to do that.
Another lesson learned.
Well, look. We can have an MLM conversation another time. I'm not a big fan of Primerica either, but I'm not a big fan of Primerica mostly because they're missing the boat on so many things. But that's not a big deal.
Ron, can you turn down the radio on your side?
I don't have it on.
Okay.
Maybe it's just.
I actually have a headset on. I can just pick up.
Maybe that's the reason. The headset. Okay.
All right. Well, maybe Ed, do you have your radio on?
No, I don't.
Are you listening on Facebook? Because if you listen on Facebook, same thing. But there's an echo coming through. But that's all right. We're fine. It's not.
Is that better? I took the headset off and put a phone in my ear.
Perfect.
It does sound better. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Fixed it. Thank you.
Really?
So it was you the whole time. See that? It's always the Democrats' fault.
Yeah, but it's not a problem because it's insured.
By the way, I'm laughing, and it is really funny. We should tell Ron that he's on a completely conservative radio station. Because Ron is a Democrat.
Oh, I know. And unfortunately, I came here to convert all of you. Bring you out of the darkness and into the light.
But I'm messing with you. Every once in a while, Ron and I, we have fun together. But the real, I got to tell you something. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat.
Everybody.
I don't care if you're an immigrant.
Exactly.
I don't care who you are. What I care about is the service you give. And Ron gives great service. So that's a good thing, too. But real quick.
One thing Ed said earlier was about taxing Social Security. And that became a thing during the Reagan administration where Reagan said, let's tax it. Well,
yeah, I think that's kind of foolish. Hey, look, I don't agree with all the people I like. You know, there's plenty of things that Trump did that I didn't agree with, but he's still my favorite president. But all right, hold on.
It doesn't matter. You are a Republican that agree with Obamacare. I think
exactly.
It says
that's
everything,
exactly right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly right. Because I know what the reality is.
Of course.
The funny part was, there's so many people who say bad things about Obamacare or the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. And it really is good, especially if you're a small business person. If you're a small businessman or woman, it is the greatest thing ever. Okay, hold on one second, guys. Sure.
Go on.
We're going to go to a commercial for a second. Hold on, Kirk. Don't run a commercial yet. I'm going to run a commercial from here.
When you come back, I got the greatest secret for everybody with ACA.
That's great, but hold on one second. I actually want to talk about that. But give me just a couple of minutes, so hold on one second. I'm going to run a quick commercial, and then those guys are going to run their commercials. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Investor Schooling is growing, and we are looking for an IT director. The job duties include proposing and overseeing information technology products, preparing projects, plan schedule, the costs and staffing needs, ensure that the products comply with quality standards, communicate with vendors and customers regarding project needs. The requirements for this job is 3 years work experience, job duties including knowledge of server virtualization in Hyper-V and VMware, low voltage systems for security and communication. And if you'd like this job, send your resume to job number 3, School of Investment, 108 Corporate Drive East, Langhorne, Pennsylvania, 19047.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinitz. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with my co-host.
My immigrant
co-host, Amri Murad. He's an immigrant, and he's a legal immigrant, so that makes him good. He has a terrible Tesla. And hold on. We're also on the line with a couple other people. We're on the phone with Ron Hyman from, I forget the name of his company.
Insurance Shops.
Yeah, that place. And we're also on the phone with Ed Dowling, who he has basically kidney failure, and he needs to get a kidney. So, Ed, I want to go to you real quick. Ed, do you have a GoFundMe, or do you have anything that people could find out to try to help you?
Yes. I have a GoFundMe account. If you get me on Facebook, I can send you the link to the GoFundMe. I would certainly would appreciate anything. You know,
spell,
I did have
spell
a benefit.
Your name.
My friends gave me a benefit. Go ahead, Amri.
Okay, yeah.
No, I want you to spell your name so people can find you on Facebook, please.
Okay, it's Ed, and it's DOWLING.
Right, and then they can hook up with you, and if anybody wants to send them a message of good prayers and good thoughts, that's great. If you want to, you know, send them money for the GoFundMe, that would be great too. And of course, now what happens with the kidney? I'll be honest with you, Ed, I love you, you're a great guy, but I couldn't donate my kidney because I'm petrified to donate my kidney. So, you know, and maybe I want to save it for one of my kids too, you know?
How does somebody do that? Like that? Right now, they have what's called a voucher system where if somebody wants to donate a kidney, but we're not a match, they can still donate a kidney for someone else, and I can get a kidney from someone. You know what I mean? It's like a swap program.
Oh, so basically, if somebody says, "Hey, here's a kidney," but it doesn't match yours, it goes to somebody else. But that moves you to the front of the line. Is that what happens?
Exactly. Yeah, that would move me to the front of the line. You know, I had to lose a lot of weight. I had to get under my BMI, had to get under 40. Yeah. I've lost 70 pounds in the last 6-7 months.
That's fantastic.
So, but that was on Wegovy, you know. I couldn't have done that myself, you know what I mean, with the exercise and diet in that quick of a time. you know?
I often say that, you know, I wonder if that's what it'll take for me, because I'm always 50 pounds overweight. I don't know what's worse, me being, you know, being sick with something that would make me have to lose weight, or me losing weight. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, I wish you luck, man. I think you're an awesome guy. You were a student way back in the beginning too. I know you're coming to the Money Multiplier. By the way, I tell you what, anybody out there right now, if you want to call in, what's the phone number, Omri?
855-939-1137.
So if you want to come to the Money Multiplier on, which is next week.
February 10th.
It's February 10th. Next week, we have the Money Multiplier. And if you want to come, what we'll do is, I'll tell you what. Anybody who comes, anybody who shows up, I'm going to give you a free ticket. You give Rick, I'm sorry, not Rick, give Kirk your number. So call in. I'll tell you what, call in right now. Give Kirk your number, and we'll get you on the air. And we're going to give you a free ticket to the Money Multiplier. And every person who gets that free ticket to the Money Multiplier and shows up, I'm going to contribute $50 to Ed's GoFundMe.
Amazing.
Up to $1,000. How's that?
Good.
So we got 20 minutes to get 20 people. And by the way,
yeah.
I think that's awesome. So if you guys want to call in and go, but you got to show up. You can't get the free ticket and not show up, because I only have 75 seats. I think I got 20 left. So I need to, so you got to show up. So if you show up, you say, hey, I'm here because of Ed. I'm gonna contribute $50 towards Ed's GoFundMe. I hope, did that make sense? Did that all make sense?
It's very, very generous.
I just want to make sure that it made sense to the people out there. So call in, get on the air, say hi. Say hi to Ed, you know, prayers, wishes, whatever. A story, I don't care, whatever.
You don't have to give a kidney.
Right, you don't have to give a kidney unless you want to. You get tickets to the Money Multiplier for free, and if you show up, I will contribute $50 to Ed's GoFundMe. So I think that made more sense. Okay, so hold on, Ed. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to get some calls. Hopefully, we're going to get some calls.
I just want to add one thing to all this. Is most people, if they're working for an employer, they have a benefit, which is long-term disability insurance. You really should get a standalone policy in case you leave that job, become uninsurable, or whatever, and the earlier you get it, the cheaper it's going to be. Right?
Okay,
absolutely. Half of the Americans that filed bankruptcy last year were due to injury or sickness.
Yeah. All right, hold on, guys. One second.
Half of the foreclosures were
right. Hold on one second. I want to give the phone number out, because I did explain the contest, but I didn't give the phone number, and everybody's waiting for the phone number. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Go ahead, Omri.
855-939-1137.
Two more.
855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. We are waiting for your calls, guys, for a very, very important cause.
And Ed, actually, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah, thanks to you. I got one of your free tickets. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. And people can meet you, too. And if Ron wants to come, he has to pay for the ticket, because I gave him so much airtime today that I usually charge $1,200 for. And he just has to show up. And we promise we won't.
I'm actually sending my brother-in-law. I told him.
Are you really? That's great. Yeah. All right. So now, before we went to the commercial, Ron, you were talking about something interesting. You were talking about something, a trick or something with the ACA. Tell us about it.
Yes. So as everybody knows, the Affordable Care Act has open enrollment periods. The open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 15th.
And real quick, explain what an open enrollment period means to people.
Open enrollment is the time of year when you can enroll with no questions asked. All pre-existing conditions will be covered, and during that time you can enroll if you have no coverage, or you can change your plan. Once open enrollment closes, that's it. You're locked in to your plan that you have chosen, and you cannot enroll again unless you have a special enrollment period. A special enrollment period would have been some kind of a life change within the last 60 days. And going down the list off the top of my head, in the last 60 days, if you're married, divorced, widowed, separated, had a baby, adopted a baby, got out of jail, moved from one state to another, or lost your employer coverage. Okay. Now, this year, they came out with a new one. And anybody that files their tax return and attaches a form to it, which I have the forms, as long as you attach the form to it, it will open a special enrollment period for you so that you can get health insurance. If you have already filed your tax return, you would have to refile with the form.
Okay, so I'm confused. So, what is this form basically saying?
The form basically says, because you're a taxpayer, we're going to open a special enrollment for you.
So that
because
they don't have
you
to qualify for anything?
You filed your taxes. You don't have to qualify for anything. All you have to do is file your taxes.
That's bizarre.
That's bizarre. Well, Rod,
heard one about such a thing?
What's that?
Rod, I have one question. If you're somebody out there now that has no insurance at all, you can
right.
can you just join? Can you just sign up? You don't have to wait for the open enrollment period.
But no, you do have to wait for the open enrollment, except this new special enrollment. If you file your taxes and attach that form, it will then open a special enrollment for you to enroll.
Yeah, because if you get a low cost insurance policy through Penny's, there's a form you have to send in with your taxes showing
that's something else.
How much money you made.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's something else.
Right. Well, By the way, over 90% of the people get subsidies.
Yeah, right.
So last year there was probably, it was close to 20% of the people paid nothing for health insurance. This year it's very few pay nothing, but I still have a high percentage of people paying nothing.
So
Almost everybody gets a subsidy, though. I had a couple come in the other day, $250,000 of income, and they still got $400 a month of subsidies.
Yeah, because they have enough kids. So real quick, Ryan, I'm actually going to take you guys off the line. I'll tell you why. I have a funny feeling. We're not going to get calls. And I have a funny feeling it's the call forwarding system is not letting any more calls through because you guys are on the line. And because I want to help Ed, I want to take you guys off and leave us a few minutes to get some calls. So first of all, Ron, why don't you one more time let people know how they can get a hold of you?
They can either call me at 215-613-4999. The easiest is remember my website, INS, like insurance, INSshops.com. INSshops.com. And all the information's there.
All right,
thank
cool.
you, Ron.
All right, we're going to kick you off, and then Ed, stay on the line for a couple of minutes. So that's really cool. So Ed, how do people get a hold of you if they want to help you?
My email is edowling@gmail.com. Or they can always call me 610-809-3051.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. We're gonna cut you off the line too. Good luck, man, and I'll give you a big hug when I see you next week, man.
Yes.
Thanks for everything, Larry. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, man. All right. So you guys who are listening still, the Money Multiplier next week, we bring in different speakers to talk about money, different ways that you can make money. It's a really great, great day. We have so much fun.
We have some incredible
speakers, too.
I know. There are two that I'm really, really, really intrigued to hear them.
Yeah, some really incredible speakers, and it's an all-day event, and we always have great luck with these. We normally charge $147 per ticket, and we're giving you guys, if you call in right now, we're giving you guys a free ticket. If you call in at 855-939-1137, that's 855-939-1137, and if you show up, I'm going to contribute $50 to Ed Dowling's GoFundMe.
Up to $1,000.
So
don't ask for a free ticket if you're not going to show up.
Yeah, so we just want you to show up. The only reason we want you to show up is because, you know, we're giving that ticket away and somebody else won't be able to come.
We would have an empty seat for no reason.
Exactly. So 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137 is the phone number. So what else we got going on? Let's talk about our mobile home park.
Let's talk about that. No, I want to talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about you receiving back your house in East Norristown.
What?
And we experienced there.
Oh, that was an interesting one. Yeah, that was. Yeah, okay. I know what
we have never
about,
experienced before. We will talk about our mobile home park. We have so much
drama in the mobile home park.
I know.
But it's just drama. It's not bad things. It's just funny, like, you know, because you got mobile home park drama.
I agree. It's just managing a daycare.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nothing bad. It's just like managing a daycare.
I know. So I want to talk about what we saw in East Norristown. So we were there a year ago. And by coincidence, I was there with you
right. When
we gave the guy the keys. And I was there with you when we came to take the keys a year later.
So let me take a step back real quick. So this was all about. So this is a property that I have in East North. It's a funny one. It happens to be the one with the tax collector. But I completely renovated it last year. Like completely stripped it to the studs.
New kitchen.
Made it beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Right. So we put it out there. We rented it. A guy came to me. He wanted to rent it. And yeah, fine. You know, the guy qualified. No big deal. And we gave him the key, he signed the lease, he gave me the money. Every month he paid on time or even a couple of days early, every month. So he let me know that he wasn't renewing his lease, and that's fine. So it was, you know, the lease is up, that's fine, he's not renewing it. And I said, okay, fine, just meet me to give me the key. Because that's what I do, I get the key back from them, because I don't even keep keys to my places anymore. Mm-hmm. So I keep the key, I go there to get the key, and I see him there. And what do we find? We go in there, and I swear, it was so bizarre. We found in the kitchen,
first of all,
the place was spotless.
Yeah.
It was absolutely spotless, right? So like, wow, this guy did a really good job cleaning this place. I don't think I've ever seen a place hand it back to me so clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it had some dust. That was it. You know, I mean, it was like nothing.
Not even that.
Right. Not, like barely, right.
So, yeah. So Larry signed people on, it's not only Larry, we all do. We signed people on a contract to hold the apartment for them. So if somebody was interested, and before they sign the lease, they sign a contract so we can actually take the listing off the web, and now the house is reserved for them.
Right.
This contract with the pen
and the lease,
investor schooling pen and the lease were still on the countertop.
The kitchen counter where he left it, where we left it, I guess, the last time we were there.
On the shelves.
Right. Nothing was moved.
Wait, on the shelves there was a board saying welcome home.
Right.
Like a decoration thing.
That we put in there.
Same.
For staging.
Place.
Right.
Everything was in the same place. The piece of granite on the countertop for the toaster or the kettle was in the same. Everything
right.
was in the same place. And it looks like nobody ever moved in there.
And I'm pretty convinced that nobody ever moved in there.
Nobody ever moved in there.
I believe the guy leased the place for a year and nobody ever moved in there, which is very strange, but, you know, it happens.
Never seen before.
It is. I mean, he paid his electric bill. Everything was fine. It's just nobody ever lived there. And it's very strange. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. He paid his rent all that time. But,
I know.
But maybe he had, who knows, you know, there could be all kinds of different reasons why he did that. It is what it is. But it was very strange. I got it back. I actually, there was some dust. It was just dust, the normal dust, right?
Exactly.
And the really weird part was it you that looked in the refrigerator? No.
Well,
it wasn't you. No, it wasn't you.
It was you.
It was the cameraman, because I did a film there. He looked up, because he's taller than both of us. He looked up at the refrigerator, at the top of the refrigerator, and there was still drywall dust from the construction from a year ago on top of the refrigerator.
But you opened the refrigerator.
And there was still tape in the refrigerator.
That was the kick
right.
in my brain. The drawers, the vegetable and fruit drawers were still taped.
Yeah, right.
Because it was a brand new
refrigerator. Brand new
refrigerator,
right.
And they were still
right.
taped, which means nobody took the tape, nobody used those drawers. Nobody used this refrigerator
right.
since you bought it.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm Larry Steinhaus. This is Investor Schooling Live. We're talking about a whole bunch of things today. We're talking about a little bit of rentals right now. We were talking about health insurance. I think health insurance and disability insurance, very important topics. And, of course, we had Ed Dowling on, who is stage 5 kidney disease. And, look, you know, this guy is in a serious situation, especially financially. And we want to help him out. So we also want to have you come to our Money Multiplier event, which is next week. And if you call in right now at 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, we will give you free tickets. We'll give you two free tickets. And if you show up, with a friend, if you came with two, I will contribute towards Ed's GoFundMe, $50 for each person who shows up. So you're getting a free ticket, and I'm contributing towards Ed's towards Ed's GoFundMe. I can't believe that I'm going to have to say there's got to be something wrong with the phone lines, because I can't believe that somebody listening to this show right now isn't calling. I can't believe that the people listening on Facebook aren't calling. I'm shocked. Just call to give this guy my money. Right? 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, and he'll actually be there next week too, and you guys should give him a hug too. It'd be awesome. So come on now, 855-939-1137.
Do a good deed.
Get a free ticket to the Money Multiplier. What?
Silence. There's just silence right now.
Silence. You know, I got to tell you, Glenn, either WPHT, you know, has zero audience, or their audience is non-caring.
Or people are going to tune in 2 o'clock and try to listen to us at 2 o'clock.
You know what? I don't care. If they call in at 2, that's true. But I'm talking about if it's Sunday, if you're listening on Sunday, you call the 855-939-1137 number and you'll get to my cell phone. If I don't answer, just leave me a message that you want the free ticket. I'll still give you the free ticket. I'll still give Ed the $50 if you show up.
Please
so
do.
Even if you're listening to the repeat, just that's fine. So 855-939-1137. Glenn, I don't know, man. Where's... Who is Gary Arnell on after us today, Glenn? Is Gary Arnell on after us today? Oh, okay. All right. That's a shame because I know Gary would call in and give me and take the free ticket, but he's probably not listening because he's not on today. Yeah, it's just a shame that we're on at 10 o'clock in the morning and nobody knows we're here.
Okay, let's talk about real estate a bit.
You know what? I just want to make an appeal to the people out there in 1210 land. I mean, you guys really? No one's going to call? I'm getting upset. And you know, when I get upset, I get upset, right?
I'm walking away.
I know. It's not good when I get upset, right? You know, somebody kind of heard me on the radio get upset last week. It was actually pretty good. I wasn't as bad as
okay, we have someone.
Wendy's on the line. Wendy, what's happening?
Hey, Larry.
Do you believe that nobody's calling?
How are you?
Good. How are you, Wendy?
Hold on. I have to put you on speaker. I can't hear you. Hey, it's Wendy.
Do you believe that nobody's calling right now?
Well, you know, I was driving in the car. I heard you guys talking. I'm like, let me try calling, see if something's wrong with his phone. But listen,
really?
Real quick, I'm heading into work. I know Ed. He's a friend of mine, and I know he's been working really hard to lose weight and do what he needs to do to get himself well. And I can't come to the event because I'm working that day, but if you want to give me a ticket, I'll donate it to somebody. Or I just wanted to say I went to the event 2 years ago, and I've been working the Money Multiplier system, and I learned so much that day. It really is a fantastic event. So I just wanted
That's awesome.
To say hi. And I think if anybody's on the fence, they should call in today, get a ticket. You're going to be amazed at what you learn. So,
well,
yeah.
I tell you what, Wendy.
Say hi to Ed.
You send anybody. You just call me during, because you're Wendy's actually a student. She's a great student. You call me on Monday with anybody you want, and they'll count. All right, because I really do. I just want to. I mean, if I can't get other people to use my money to give Ed $1,000, what's this world coming to, right?
I know, right? Like, get a ticket, go to the event, help Ed out, and
learn something.
I mean, it'll be an awesome day, awesome day.
And we're not even going to try to sell you anything.
I'll
it's
talk
just
to
it's
some
a great
people.
It's a great day. All right. Let me do this
okay,
stuff because we only got 5 minutes. I got somebody
Monday.
Else on the line. All right. Thank you,
right.
Wendy. I appreciate
Have
you.
Have a good day.
So everybody else,
no
855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. So interestingly enough, we have Mark in New Jersey who says he has kidney disease, and he wants to talk. What's going on, Mark?
Advice.
Hey, Larry. Let me lower my radio. First of all, yeah, I'm a big fan of yours. I was listening to your radio show. I was listening to this segment, and I just wanted to help out. That's really the
awesome,
reason
man.
I'm calling. I won't be able to go to the event. I'm doing an extensive amount of traveling this month. But I think you're doing a great thing by contributing your own money. And anything we could do, you know, as a society, we should be helping each other out. So I'm glad you're
Absolutely.
Doing this public announcement. And I'm just here to try to help.
Hey, Mark, I'm curious. So now you say you have kidney disease. I assume it's not as bad as Ed's. That's how you can travel?
I'm sorry, Mark? Say that again, please.
So you said you were doing a lot of travel. Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Yeah.
Okay, great. So you said you were doing a lot of travel, and you know Ed said he's stuck in his house. He can't move because he has to do 4 hours of dialysis every day. I'm assuming your situation isn't as bad as his, correct?
No, I don't have any situation, thank God. I'm just calling to be a good citizen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misread. Yeah. I misread what the producer wrote. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'll yell at him later. No, I'm only kidding, Kirk. No, okay. I misunderstood.
We wish you health. We just want to make it very clear.
You know, I misunderstood what he wrote. I got it now. All right, cool. I totally appreciate you calling him, man. That's awesome. You can't make it though.
I can't make it. I do appreciate the offer. And can you announce the GoFundMe page again? I'm driving, but I'll remember the site so I can contribute. And then it sounds like you're going to contribute your own funds as well too to it.
Yeah, so look up Ed Dowling on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Ed Dowling on Facebook, and then become friends with him, and you'll be able to find it there. I don't know. That's pretty much what he gave us, and you'll find it there.
All right.
But we'll get it going. All right, Mark. We totally appreciate you.
All right,
thanks.
Sounds good. Listen. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you. You keep up the good work. We love your program. It's awesome. I love listening to you.
I totally appreciate you. It's not your typical financial show, right?
No, that's why I love listening to it. It's fantastic. And I do learn still. That's great.
Thanks, man.
You keep up the great work. I love listening to you.
When are you
going to
come to class? Well, I tell you what, you show up for class on Thursday night, I'll give $100 to Ed.
You scare him.
Well, I scared him off?
Nah, I don't think so.
Did I scare him off? Oh, well.
Okay.
Everything got quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we got about 3 minutes. I'm like so disappointed that nobody called. But if you call anytime, 855-939-1137, anytime between now and next Saturday or next Friday, whatever.
Yeah.
If you call and you say, hey, you want the ticket and you want to show up and you want me to donate $50 to Ed, I will do it. So 855-939-1137, that number will be live all week. 855-939-1137. So what do you think? What do you got a final something you want to talk about? We got 1 minute, Omri.
No, I mean I wish it was a different show today.
Yeah.
And I really hope the best for Ed. I can tell you that my sister is about to give birth in a week or two. And they were all over the place because in the ultrasound, they found out that the baby has one kidney.
Oh, really?
And
wow, I'm sorry to hear
that. Hear from people what it is to grow up a child, a baby, that has only one kidney. And maybe even the one kidney is malfunction.
Yeah, we'll have to find out more about that.
So it's extremely difficult.
All right.
And
all right.
Yeah. We that sometimes have kidney stones and whine about the pain.
We only got a couple of seconds. Actually, we got two callers, but now we have no more time. They always do that. They call. Why do these people call at the end of the show? I mean, I literally have 30 seconds. I got to say goodbye to everybody. But the two callers, they're going to get the information. No big deal. If you guys want to call in 855-939-1137, I'll take that number. I'll take those calls for you. Give you the free tickets. No problem. Listen, I want to thank Kirk. You did a great job, man. I want to thank Glenn for helping him out today, too, as well. Of course, I want to thank Omri. And I want to thank Ed for calling in. I appreciate that call. And, of course, Ron Hyman was great, too. So, listen, we'll see you guys at Investor Schooling. Go to investorschooling.com and take a free class. We'll see you on Thursday.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.